Heading to another crop year in 2026, one expert has advice for soybean growers, and it comes from thinking about soybeans as a real crop, not just the crop you put in between corn every other year. Brad Gibson, sales agronomist with Bayer and Channel Seed, says the advice is simply to manage that crop.
Treat it with the management practices you do with your corn, from making sure the placement and, you know, the seed soil contact is there from start, the best treatments, getting populations, manage your population accordingly, don't overplant them, mix of varieties from maturities, whether it's the ExtendFlex platform or E3 platform. I think doing things the right way, from controlling weeds early, putting trees down, cover crops in my world is a big thing. I think that's helped. Doing things like that, planting them early, has really helped increase soybean yields.
He says the yield improvements have been very evident.
From 40 to 60, now 50 to 80. And I think it's a lot to do with the management, whether it's spraying fungicides over the top. There's some micro stuff that guys are doing with boron and some of those type of things over the top that have seemed to really make a difference in soybean production, just like they manage. Start and manage soybeans like they do corn.
Gibson says a well-managed soybean crop not only yields more, it's part of helping the farm survive tough times.
I've had guys that do soybean after soybean after soybean because corn does cost more to put in, as well as, you know, any other thing they may do. So in today's environment, to be able to keep your farm going long-term, you have to do more to maximize that production.
Gibson noted seed treatments have had a major impact on growers being able to plant soybeans early, sometimes even before any corn is planted.
Because we don't have a problem getting stands for the most part. And sometimes the soybeans might lay there 5 to 6 weeks before they come out of the ground. And we're getting almost perfect stands. And I think that's really helped extend that season. This year for 25, we didn't have very good conditions, especially to finish out. I've done this for 26 years, so years past, I really expected very little yields, and we actually had average to slightly above average yields when it was all said and done, and we probably shouldn't have had half of what we got.
Gibson is based out of St. Louis, but many farmers across the Midwest have seen better results than they expected with all of the dry conditions this year. I'm Andy Eubank.